Do you want to stay a minister?
Yes, forever.
If you do know, who was the previous minister of this church?
The previous minister here was a man called Keith Butters, and before that it was John Short, who is still here, and he's a deacon here.
What has changed in your church through the years?
What has changed? Oh, lots of things. When I first came here, there were 12 people in the congregation. There's now 90 to 100. So that's changed. When I first came here, the church was only open one day a week. That was on a Sunday. It's now open every day of the week with all the different activities we do. So there's been quite a lot of change.
Do you have any plans for the future? And if you do, what are they?
Is that personally me?
What you would like to change?
What I would like to change? I would like to have a new church building because we desperately need it. And I have said I have committed myself here until that is complete now. So that could be another 3 or 4 years by the time we've got it all done. But I've whispered that carefully to my wife. Eventually I will retire. But at the moment, no plans quite to retire yet.
Oh, okay.
Is that all the questions?
What is your favourite thing about being a minister?
Favourite thing? Gosh. It would be seeing people become followers of Jesus. On Sunday, we baptised someone in here. A lady who's been coming to the church for 2 or 3 years, and she gave her life to Jesus, and we baptised her by full immersion. And I just love it when people do that. We had 4 more people come forward Sunday and say, "I want to get baptised as well." So I've got 6 people waiting to be baptised now.
Wow.
So that's going to keep me busy.
Was the church the same as it is now?
No, very, very different. In here, it used to have pews like you have in the parish church, and then just there where the cross is, there was a pulpit. So I'd go up and say the pulpit. I don't use a pulpit, I use a lectern or sometimes a music stand, and there's a lot of more freedom. They had a small little organ here, but now we've got electronic piano, we've got saxes, we've got guitars, we've got all sorts now, so all that's changed. And we had all the pews taken out so we could make more use of this space, because with pews in it you can't do anything, can you? Whereas with just chairs we can do lots of things. So lots of things have changed.
Do you know who the first minister was of this church?
Well, as far as we know, it was a guy called George Kemp, but there were other people that led the church before that, going way back to the 1600s, but we don't have exact records of that. Parish churches are brilliant at keeping records. Baptist churches are absolutely useless. But although recently we have kept much more better records. So the one we know is George Kemp in 1753, but there were people at least 100 years before that who led the church. They may not have been a minister, but they led the church. They were a leader in the church. They may not have been a minister as we recognise it, but they would have led the church.
Was there any banners or anything on the walls when you first became a minister?
There were a few, yeah, one or two, but we've added to that. We've got people that love making banners, and and we've got an artist now who has just completed that. She's a professional artist in the church, and it's very stunning. It's you know, not everyone's cup of tea necessarily, but it's very stunning, and we've commissioned her to do another 2 pictures. So not only do we have banners, we've got pictures as well.
Yeah. Has your job been tough at any time?
Yes. Yeah, like any job, it can be tough. You know, for all sorts of different reasons. It's tough at the moment in some ways because we've got several people. We've got 3 people that have cancer at the moment, and that's tough, especially when they're younger. Not that's tough. Tough for me as a minister and tough for us as a church. Those are the tough things. When people are ill, people you love, you know, not very well and seriously ill and might die, that's tough. But they know where they're going. They're going to heaven. They're quite relaxed and happy. But it's tough for us at church because we don't want to lose them, but we may do. So that's sometimes a bit tough.
Thank you for letting us interview you.
That's great. No worries. Thanks. Hopefully it all comes together. It's all recorded.
Yeah. Okay. Very well done, guys.
Yeah, well done. Really good question.
Doing that.